All right, Greg, you're number three of doing this. This is something that we've thankfully become accustomed to and used to, and I think the Orioles are becoming very used to getting these beautiful-looking packets together to send out to season ticket holders because they are literally printing playoff tickets again in Baltimore.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. As you said, the third year in a row, hopefully the second of 3 years that we will be in the postseason and people will get to actually receive and use their postseason tickets. But what is obviously exciting is the fact that folks this week, season plan holders, will be getting in the mail their packet to purchase their postseason ticket. And a lot of other information is included as far as how to make your payments. There's options for paying in full versus paying half now and being billed later. And then for non-season plan holders, there's also going to be options out there as well. You can put down a deposit for 2015 season tickets. And if you do that, you will have an opportunity later on in this process to buy postseason for this year.
All right, let's get to some of the nitty-gritty. There are 12 possible home games at Camden Yards in the postseason. It could be worked out a number of different ways. Of course, no one knows how those games will break down as far as what series it would be. But all season ticket holders, as you mentioned, will get an opportunity to purchase postseason tickets. And also there's an opportunity if you want to put a deposit down for 2015 to get involved in this process. Going out to season ticket holders right now is what?
If you are a season plan holder, you'll be getting from us a folder of information, which will have an invoice for your postseason tickets. Now, if you're a full season plan holder, your invoice for every possible game, and you have your original seats for every game in 95% of those instances. In some cases, we have to relocate based on MLB requirements for certain seating locations, but we always try to relocate people to the most comparable seats available. But 29 game plan holders, they'll be invoiced for 6 different games, and 13 game plan holders will be invoiced for 3 different games. We strongly advise season plan holders who receive these invoices to, if you want postseason tickets, this is your best opportunity. This is your guarantee. You will have potentially other opportunities down the line to buy seats, but it will be subject to availability, and they could go very fast, and you may get shut out of that process. So if you receive an invoice and you're interested in postseason, we would strongly recommend you paying your invoice and locking yourself in for the postseason.
Let's just say, hypothetically, the worst should happen over the next 6 weeks. What does that mean to what you've already sent back to the Orioles?
So if there are two payment options. One, if you pay in full, you can receive a refund if you request a refund on any unused games, or if, as you said, worst case scenario, we aren't in the postseason, you can request that refund. If you opt for payment option two, which is paying half of your invoice now and being billed later if we advance into the postseason, you cannot get a full refund on that, but that money will be applied towards your 2015 season ticket. So presumably our plan holders plan to renew for next year anyway. So paying for these postseason tickets, there really is a little risk because that money, if games are unplayed or we don't make the postseason, can be applied to 2015.
Okay, I'm an outsider right now. I don't have season tickets, but I'm thinking about the future, 2015 and beyond, and getting started here in the postseason. How do I get involved if I want to go forward, get a down payment on 2015, and get involved in the 14 postseason?
Yeah, it's been great. In the last 24 hours, we've seen several hundred people actually take advantage of this, and we just announced it yesterday. But if you put a deposit down on 2015 season tickets, you will have an opportunity to buy 2014 postseason tickets. What that means is if you want to put down as little as $250, which would be one seat for a 13-game plan next year. So if you wanted a pair of tickets, for example, it would be $500 total. If you put that deposit down for next year's tickets, you will have an opportunity to buy postseason tickets this year before the general public. So that's what we're advising fans to do, and all of that information can be found actually on Orioles.com/postseason.
Last question for the person who's not right now a season ticket holder but really wants to go to a postseason game or more. When will single game tickets become available to the general public, and how would you go about acquiring those tickets?
So later in September, after we're done with this invoicing process and once we make available to season plan holders and those who put down a deposit the opportunity to buy individual games in the postseason, which will occur sometime in mid-September, sometime after that, we will have an opportunity for the general public to buy any unused or unsold tickets for any of those games. It is very possible some of those games, through the process of season plan holders and people who put down deposits, some of those games may be sold out or near a sellout before they go on sale to the public. So we would advise fans who definitely want to go, put a deposit down, become a season plan holder, and get your seats. Otherwise, you are at kind of the mercy of the buyers in terms of the plan holders. So that's what would be our advice, but we certainly do expect some games at minimum to have seats available and be put on sale to the general public late in September. And that will be announced at a later time.
But right now, it's Pennant Fever in a packet heading out to Orioles fans.
It is. And you know, we couldn't be timing this better with two great wins in a row, a very exciting win last night. And hopefully people will be really excited to receive these in the mail.